This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
A week after Hurricane Sandy slammed into the East Coast, the temperatures are dropping and another storm is on the way. More than a million people still have no electricity. The frustration is growing and many are angry at the utility companies, as Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff reports.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is no longer Mr. Nice Guy when it comes to the region's power companies.
They're not in the Old Testament. They're not in the New Testament. God never said, New York shall have these utilities forever.
Cuomo is threatening to find other utilities if these companies like Con Ed and LIPA don't perform. But is that even practical? Ashley Brown heads Harvard's Electricity Policy Group. He says changing companies
is kind of like using a nuclear weapon.
Brown says there are things companies could do to reduce outages, but the public would have to pay.
Could we have a system that's 100% reliable? Well, I mean, I don't know if we get 100%, but we could probably improve reliability enormously. But that requires spending a lot of money.
It's common for elected officials to chastise power companies while residents wait for the lights to come back on. In the past, cities like Chicago have threatened to municipalize their privately owned utilities. But consultant Ken Rose says typically little comes of the rhetoric.
It may be that the company is asked later on to try to get its act together.
But in the end, they're probably not going anywhere. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.